Welcome, everyone. We have to begin Be'ezah Hashem, BPW, share number 100. And today we're going to talk about the concept of encouragement, to encourage your husband, to cheer him on, to believe in him, to express that you believe in him. Now, it seems sometimes that men are really boys trapped in oversized bodies, and one may get the wrong impression by looking at it that way, that when husbands need encouragement and to be build themselves up as a weakness, like, you know, come on, grow up already. You're not a little kid. And there's a harshness that comes along with that sometimes. And it's very important to recognize that that is not the case. It's a true, deep human need. You can't say, be a baby, just grow up. This idea sometimes where husbands may say, you know, my wife devotes all her time and energy to the kids, and don't get me wrong, I love my children, and I appreciate her being a wonderful mother to all the children, our children, but what about me? Remember this. This is deep inside many, many husbands' hearts. And this is not coming from, oh, poor me attitude. It's not coming from being self-centered and whining or being a baby. It's a deep human need. Husbands often feel neglected and need their wife's attention and affirmation and encouragement. And needless to say, but I will say it, it's a two-way street. Very strongly do I express on the other side of the mechitza the same thing pertaining to the wives. It is not babyish. It is not immature to want chizik, to want encouragement, to want attention from your husband. And if he too puts all his kaychis just into the kids and neglects you, it's hurtful. That's not babyish. It's not childish. It's not self-centeredness. It's not whining to want that attention from your husband. But it's a two-way street. And he needs that from you. It's less stereotypical. So you say, come on, he's a man. What does he need this for? But he does. If he does not hear his wife cheering him on, if he does not hear his wife giving him encouragement, he'll continually feel discouraged and defeated and escape. Now, I'm not talking chalila, escaping into things that are usher. We're not discussing that. But escape into retreating into a shell. Encouragement is a special shmira. Just like all these other things that a wife does surrounding the husband with her special shmira, by her being the focal point that saves him from many things. This encouragement, warmth and encouragement, saves him. I'm not talking about now saving from the outside world influence of falling into things. I'm talking about saving him from escaping and not fulfilling his full potential. Encouragement, the way it's felt when a wife does it for a husband, is stepping away from the distractions of the children, of the house, of jobs, of bills, and turning to him and tuning into him. And when he knows, he's the only one in the world. And you have a reserve of energy just for him. You have time to focus on him. And like I said, could you have a codependent husband that's overly needy? That could be. That's not healthy. But very independent, strong, healthy men need this encouragement. It's a life force for them. It's a chias. Encouragement is listening, active listening, whether he's talking about his work or his hopes or his dreams, or his insecurities, or his stresses. encouragement is reminding him that you believe in him and that you love him and that he can make it through the stresses that overwhelm him and he can do it, cheering him on. Hashem brought him into the world to strengthen, to bring the best that he could possibly be. This cheering on is not a cheap thing. It is an essence of what life is. And he needs encouragement on good days, and he needs encouragement in tough days. He needs to hear your applause. And he needs encouragement in Ruchnius. Doesn't mean that you push him in the Ruchniistic aspects, but deeply influencing him in a soft, kind way. I believe in you. You have a connection with Hashem. I see you learning. I'm very proud of you. You could become something of yourself. You can grow. Or I know you're disappointed about work, something challenging, but we'll get through it. I'm here for you. No matter what, Hashem's going to help. We're having a difficult time, but we could do it. This encouragement, cheering them on, giving them chizik. I love you for who you are. Encourage him to bring Hashem into his life. Daven to Hashem, don't get discouraged. He's your best friend. I'm proud of you when you take a stand doing the right thing. I'm proud of you when you do mitzvahs, any mitzvah, every mitzvah, even if he's falling short on certain things, but every effort that he's doing that is a mitzvah, on Kibbutz Shabbos or other things, I'm proud of you for doing those mitzvahs. You benched in the Siddur, I'm proud of you for benching in the Siddur. Again, don't say this in a mother-to-child, babyish, condescending way, but in a real encouraging adult one-on-one way. You know, I see how you bench, and I wish I could learn how to bench with such concentration. Or whatever midat taiva you see in your husband, whether it is in his performance of mitzvahs, of good deeds, of davening, of his miris, Shabbos table, and so on. And when you encourage him to be accountable, not as a mashkiach, not that you're putting tabs on him, but I see how you self-discipline yourself. And when you praise him and encourage him in interacting with his children, your children, or you encourage him to connect with them. You know, our daughter here really could use your guidance. You know, or could really, you know, I see this particular child resonated with you. And, you know, give him chizik to certain things that you could reach that I can't. This is, by the way, a good sight in life and in general, to not be jealous of each other when children pay sometimes more attention to one versus the other. And it has nothing to do with love, but it has to do with personality type of things. You may have children that are closer to your husband than to you. And then you have others that are closer to you than your husband. And not to be jealous about any of this, or not to be superficial, but recognize it as a gift. It takes a while, and it sort of breaks your ego in a way. When you see a special connection of one of your children that has or would have potential of greatly benefiting by connecting to your husband, it shouldn't make you feel jealous or down. Oh, I don't have that. I wish I would have that strong connection with my son or daughter like my husband has with him or her. But you take pride in it because you love your child so much, and you realize it's something that your husband can contribute that is unique to him and this child, and you're proud of it. And you're happy for both, the child for connecting with their father, and for the father connecting with their child without jealousies, because you're all one anyway. What difference does it make? To recognize when these particular children need him as a father. Encourage him. Tell him he is a good father, and he could even be a better father. Encourage him to grow. Again, not in a nagging way. This takes a lot of seichel. And encouragement, not in a nagging way, but in a healthy way, to create that sense of encouragement, to be a strong presence in what your husband is doing in the world. Remind him of his worth. Remind him of his value. That is the idea. The encouragement. Encouragement while in the nida period, with words of encouragement. In the bedroom too, by the way. With whatever the sexuality there is, but within that whole framework of it, whether you call it the foreplay, intimacy, and afterwards, or whatever it is, there is encouragement there too. We should really talk in different shiurim, and we will, about what type of encouragement you can give him in that intimate aspect of life. But in all aspects of life, you know, it does, we tell the husbands many times on their side of it, that when a wife is in the nida period, it's a sensitive time, and that's when you develop a deep friendship in a non-physical way of a deep connection. And husbands make the mistake of sort of tuning out and shutting things down and not communicating as much in that period, which is hurtful. Very often they're well-meaning, by the way, especially young husbands, by the way. Young husbands that have a strong physical desire and they're worried about Zara Lavatala, they're worried about thinking thoughts that could lead them to masturbate, you know, masturbate not because they're thinking about other people. Masturbate on the sense because they're thinking of you and only you. But that's also problematic. So it is a challenge for them that they have to shut that part down towards you in the nida period because they can't masturbate even when thinking about you. The other way around, by the way, is permitted. At least that's what I was told. When a wife is solely thinking about her husband, she has that yearning and urge sexually towards him in the nida period, and it happens, and she gets aroused, and she masturbates, you know, that is permitted, technically. And I'll be corrected if that's incorrect. I'm not saying it's ideal. It's better, like I said, in the nida period to focus on the non-physical aspects of things and the non-sexual aspects of things. That's the lechatchila, by the way. Because that's what the purpose of this part of the connection is. But if it happens, it happens. But by a man, it's harder. So he has to shut that down, that sexual, physical part, very strongly. And for him to make it a compartment that I shut down, but the connectivity emotionally and encouragement I have to keep open is a skill that he needs to learn. It's a skill that he needs to learn. And over time, he learns it. But the same thing applies by a woman in the nida period, giving strong encouragement in a normal way, in a healthy way, to their husbands. And then when they are together intimately in that period, to develop that encouraging interaction as well. And this is true chesed. The chizik that you give to each other is not to be underestimated. It is extremely important. And it's a gift. And it's a chesed. And the more you do this, the more the encouragement, it's like planting seeds, the more ultimately you get back in return. Bracha v'atzlacha.